Originally published on July 18, 2023. Jamie Boisvert's son Aiden is 7 years old, and going into grade 2 at AK Whig Public School in September. Living on Abbott Place in the Lookout Point neighborhood, he is one of approximately 20 students from the subdivision that attend AK Whig. When Aiden was in junior kindergarten, District School Board of Niagara, DSBN, policy dictated that he was eligible for bus transportation to school. But given that he is inside the 1.6 kilometers designation which applies to elementary school grades, he now needs to find his own way to school. This does not seem reasonable to me, when the bus service is available to kindergarten and special needs students in the subdivision, said Boisvert. The bus is never full. Not allowing older children to go on the same bus is not only inefficient, but also puts these elementary school kids at risk. Boisvert said that intersection at Heist and Highway 20 is dangerous. There is a gas station with a Tim Hortons on the corner, and pedestrians are routinely nearly struck by vehicles trying to get in the drive-through lane. I've witnessed several accidents, and adults getting hit by speeding vehicles in the morning. This is not safe for anyone to cross, especially kids trying to navigate that situation every day. The crossing guard is oftentimes not available to assist, because they must manage a highway intersection that has many speeding motorists that blow through the red light. There is a big concern about the stop signs at Brewerton and Heist as well, he said. People in the neighborhood regularly see vehicles blow through without stopping. A lack of police presence in Pelham could be part of the traffic enforcement issue, said Boisvert, who said he speaks for a significant number of families in the Lookout Point neighborhood on this issue. We would like the DSBN to reconsider, and offer a bus service to ensure that all students are safe, and to minimize our carbon footprint by reducing the many different modes of transportation to the school twice a day. Sarb Sandhu, the executive director for Niagara Student Transportation Services, responded to Boisvert via email that the DSBN's transportation policy ensures that standards are applied consistently and equitably, without deviation, for all students within the Niagara region. We currently have neighborhood stops within your area because of eligible kindergarten students. As you are aware, by board policy, your address is not eligible for transportation. When families do not qualify for busing, as is the case for 23,000 students in the region, it is the parents' responsibility to determine the appropriate method to get their child to and from school safely. This may include, but is not limited to, driving them to school, arranging for family or friends to help, finding a walking partner within the neighborhood. Sandhu wrote that he recognized the corner of Highway 20 and Heist Street as a high-traffic area, and that families must exercise added diligence when in this vicinity. The safest walking route to school would involve crossing Heist Street at Brewerton and proceeding south, down the east sidewalk of Heist Street to avoid the commercial plaza entirely, he wrote. The intersection at Brewerton and Heist Street is both controlled by a three-way stop, and is in a community safety zone. The town of Pelham has confirmed that there are 4 crossing guards located at Heist, Highway 20, Heist, Canberra Road, Heist in front of AK Whig, and Heist, Pancake Lane to support active school travel and pedestrian safety. Sandhu also noted that the Niagara Regional Police have been contacted regarding speed and safety enforcement strategies in the area. Nancy Beamer, Pelham's DSBN trustee, provided Pelham Today with the DSBN transportation policy, https://policy.dsbn.org/j-01, and commented that, while I understand the parents' concerns regarding safety, and the fact that younger siblings can ride the bus, with over 44,000 students in the DSBN, you can imagine the chaos that would ensue if an exception was made for any one group. This has nothing to do with budget cuts or driver shortage. The policy has been in effect for many years and is reviewed on a regular basis. Boisvert is not satisfied with the status quo answers he has received. Who made the decision on this policy? Is it about cost savings? If it is, we'd be prepared to pay something for the service, said Boisvert. Maybe make the cutoff for transportation after grade 4, when the kids are age 9 or 10, and better aware of the dangers of traffic. That would be fine. But I'm not comfortable having my 7-year-old navigate his way through these danger spots on his own.